And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. If someone offered to sell you a house for a dollar, would you take up the offer? You might, but you'd also want to know if there are strings attached, which is a good question to ask even if you're looking at purchasing something at market rate. Those kind of calculations are front and center in the City of Superior's Vacant to Value program, which indeed is offering buildings for a dollar with the hopes of revitalizing distressed properties and effecting a deal that works for everyone. Here to talk about the program are Jeff Skernes, who's the City of Superior's housing coordinator, and program participant and buyer, Josh Weber. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Jeff and Josh.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So, Jeff, let's start with you. How does the program work and who started it? I know the City of Detroit tried something similar a few years back. Was that an inspiration?
The inspiration kind of came from when a friend of mine and I lived in Minneapolis shortly after the tornado that went through the north side of that city. And we were looking at homes all around us that were, if they weren't distressed before, a lot of them were even more distressed. Yeah, Detroit did something similar, and other cities across the country were doing something similar. So it's not a unique idea, but we kind of worked out some of the details for what worked well in Minneapolis and got them to implement it. Then he moved up to Superior and convinced our current mayor to copy what Minneapolis was doing and create a position for that. And then I put my hat in the ring, and here I am almost 8 years later.
And we didn't even have to have a tornado in Superior, right?
only metaphorical ones.
So, Josh, I know the home you acquired eventually became your home, I believe. Were you looking for a program like this, or did it sort of fall on you, like a house falls on you with a twister?
Yeah. No earthy house fallings in this instance. But Jeff and I were actually working on a project on his home, and he had mentioned the program to me, and I kind of wasn't sure and went and looked at the house and kind of ho-hummed about it for a little bit. And then my personal situation meant I needed a house, and I was already thinking about that one as a flip. And so I just thought, well, why don't I just make it my own, and started the process.
Well, tell us the details.
You know, it was very smooth, you know, considering what we were getting into. You know, the house had obviously had been vacant for quite a while, you know, had several repairs that needed to be done. And so the initial thought process was kind of, is this worth it? But the more I looked at the opportunity and what we wanted to do, the more it made sense. What we did with this property is we put a new basement underneath the house. We moved the house off its foundation and then just remodeled everything from there. Did our best to hold on to as much of the historic look and feel as we could. Even got the opportunity to reclaim some doors. Now it's basically a brand new house, and it's much needed added square footage for my family.
You mentioned saving some of the doors. I can think of a friend of mine who's a developer across the bay in Duluth who points out that that city has no right angles because of the hill. And
yes.
And he says you can't go to Home Depot and get a door that fits. It just doesn't work that way. So his point was it's easier and cheaper to build new. Wouldn't it have been cheaper to build new, even though your investment was a dollar?
Great question. We've actually built quite a few new homes. And where you save the most money is on developing the lot itself. Utilities are, for the most part, already there. You know, you don't have to develop the lot. The ground is considered buildable. So you save quite a bit of money on the property itself right away up front. And then, you know, I didn't have to buy thousands of dollars in framing materials. The shell was also already there other than the add-ons.
And what part of town is it?
It's in Billings Park.
Jeff, a dollar isn't engraved in stone, if I'm correct. The price is actually flexible.
The quick answer is it depends, but when it comes to this program, we let the market decide. We let people like Josh, other developers or homeowners or home buyers, let them decide what makes the most sense. So we'll put a property out for bid. Usually we start at a dollar. If we've spent a fair amount of money on any kind of acquisition or stabilizing the property and preparing it for sale, and there's enough value there, we might try and recapture that. But really, we're not trying to make this a revenue generator. So we'll let people decide if it makes sense to take on that property with the list of required repairs. Make sure that people have the ability not just to do the repairs, but to pay for them. And then If it makes sense for someone, they'll do it. And if it doesn't, then we have the house listed for a while, and then we may decide at that point to demolish and put that lot out for new construction.
How do you acquire the houses?
We get them either through tax forfeiture or after foreclosure. Sometimes a bank will call us up and say, we've got this house that just needs way too much work for us to even put it on the market. And other times we will reach out to people who own distressed homes or even just have them stop into our office and say, you know, I've got this house that I can't handle anymore and I'd like to hand it off to you all. Even with that last part, I can think of at least three situations where someone has come into my office with that exact concern. And I take a look at their house and I say, I think this has too much value for us. We really only want the houses that have no value.
So what's your advice for someone who wants to do this?
So my advice would be, one of the requirements is that a general contractor has to be part of the process. Reach out to a general contractor to have them kind of walk you through the realities of what taking something on like this is going to be. And then also plan for the long haul. These things usually take a minimum of 12 months and even longer in some cases, but 12 to 18 months is what you should expect for a turn time. And if it's going to be your primary residence, you've got to be able to have a place to live until that home is habitable.
Are there any projects that didn't work and the person had to give up?
We have not had any where the owner has failed halfway through. We have had people ask for extensions on the time limit, and we've granted those when there are extenuating circumstances.
We've been speaking with Jeff Skurnis, housing coordinator for the City of Superior, who can be reached about the Vacant to Value program at 715-395-7245. That's 715-395-7245. And program participant Josh Weber, who conveniently is also a contractor himself with Heyday Home Solutions of Superior. Thank you for joining us, Jeff and Josh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you have an idea that you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.